Slowly and carefully, Amelia made her way up the steep slope, grasping onto firmly anchored rocks and finding secure toeholds. Finally, she joined the kid atop the rocky outcropping. As she grabbed the goat, another deafening explosion shook the ground. Amelia turned toward Mount Etna and saw a cloud of steam and vapors billowing into the air. Then she saw something that truly terrified her. Something was bubbling up from the volcano. Amelia herded the goats back to the village. Breathlessly, she told her parents what she'd seen from the ledge. Her parents exchanged worried glances. Mama spoke first. "I think we should pack some of our belongings," she said. "If Etna erupts, we should be prepared to flee." Papa agreed and went to warn their neighbors about Mount Etna's fury. Throughout the day, the nervous villagers heard the distant sounds of the volcano's eruptions. Then, in the afternoon, the church bells began to ring, summoning the villagers to gather in the square. A hush fell over the crowd as Antonio, a peasant from a nearby town, began to speak. "I'm here to warn you. Lava is flowing from Mount Etna. It has already destroyed one village, and now it appears to be heading this way. Our town is evacuating. Leave your homes immediately." Mama and Papa wasted no time in getting the children home and collecting their bundles. The time had come to leave, at least for a while. "Where are we going?" asked Nico. "We'll spend the night on my cousin Domenico's farm. If he agrees, we'll leave the goats with him," said Papa. Amelia gasped. "Leave our goats?" Mama answered. "It's the only way, Amelia. We're going to Catania afterward to stay with Aunt Teresa." "The goats would be unhappy in the city," said Papa gently. "Anyway, it's only for a short time. Then we'll return home."